Imagine a pill that can improve your focus, your memory, your sleep. A catalyst to improve your brain chemistry. Dr. Bill's Cognition Plus is truly the smarter in an hour pill. A combination of amino acids, trace minerals, and B vitamins, Cognition Plus is made with specialized herbal extracts that will enhance and support brain function. Our customers say,
I feel more focused.
My memory's getting better.
I can work longer with more useful hours.
Power up your neurotransmitters that have been depleted, like dopamine and norepinephrine. Stimulate the release of others, like serotonin and oxytocin. Improve circulation and energy production. Protect your mind and your loved ones today. Order Dr. Bill Deagle's Cognition Plus at 888-212-8871 or go online to NutriMedical.com. That's 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com. And listen to the NutriMedical Report on the Genesis Radio Network with open lines every weekday. NutriMedical.com, bringing nutrition and medicine together.
This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNLive.com today.
Back to the NutriMedical Report. Harley had an emergency meeting in Warsaw, so he can't make it. We're going to have Gary Richard Arnold on early, but this first segment of open lines to any health question, 877-317-6432. But I'm going to go over a couple of announcements to review. We have a lot of new things happening at NutriMedical. The first is we are posting up all the new products for Lumen Photon InLight technology. I'm working closely with the technology engineers to actually interface my EGFT frequencies, which are atomic plasma frequencies to turn on your DNA for minerals and amino acids. This is breakthrough technology based on research from Linus Pauling, who has panels of these frequencies that he's actually calculated out the atomic resonance based on his research of atomic stereochemistry. Next, of course, when we look at our shop products, we have a whole range of products. We have doctor consultations, including a day with Dr. Bill, which you can schedule. You actually fly in and come here. I'll show you and do all the tests on you, even take you to dinner afterwards. So that's available. We have direct labs testing, which includes a number of labs, includes Genova Labs, Real Time Laboratories, Sabre Science, ELISA Act, Biotechnologies, LLC, Alcat Food and Chemical Sensitivity Testing, Immunolabs, Biohealth, Laboratory Physicians Lab, and Precision Analytical Labs, etc. We also have other laboratories, including Meridian Valley Labs, Pathway Genomics, Viridia, which is the cardiac marker lab test at the University of Northern California, Quicksilver Laboratories, which measures heavy metals using dual-coupled nuclear spectroscopy, Dunwoody Labs, Trace Element Labs, that does a very advanced trace element analysis in Texas, and our latest and one of the most important is SpectraCell Labs, that can measure all your micronutrients with a technology that's second to none. We have peptides for every target organ. We can actually now give you peptides to stimulate your DNA to activate. So combining the DNA, when I give a full protocol now for regeneration, I give the specific peptides, the EGFT frequency panel, which you can place through ear pods or headphones, which is one of the ways. You can use a micro antenna, which you can get through less EMFs that I can direct you to get. You can also, the best way to deliver it is a Sonic Life. And I recommend a Sonic Life machine not only for exercise, but also for EGFT frequencies. You can actually hear the song of DNA played to your DNA of your cells. We have a link to my son Matthew's shows on every second Wednesday. He talks about mathematical behavioral analysis. Pretty amazing what he can do in terms of symbology and group behavior and the superconscious. And if you contact Matthew and you get his services, you can actually get a special code to save in NutriMeds as long as you're a customer. And we will, of course, periodically change the code. But if you get a code, you're going to actually get savings on any of the NutriMeds 7%, which means in between sales. We have the QRMA quantitative magnetic resonance machine. And when we sell those to you, whether you buy it over time, say over 6 months, all of your analysis for you and your family are free. But we don't do it as a business unless we charge a consultation fee. So if you want to do it as a business, we have to charge a consult fee to analyze people's results. Lumen Photon, of course, is Lumen Inline Technologies. We also have the Metapathy Hunter machines. Those are for large clinics. Primarily, I recommend medical or affiliate medical clinics. We have three right now, Jim Gersey in New York City, John Mazzoni, who's just done a recent one for me, a gentleman in near Branson, Missouri. And we have Dr. Jürgen Winkler, who's also my functional medicine doctor here in Carlsbad, California. He's a full-service cancer, insulin potential chemo doctor, or IV detox doctor, ozone doctor, pulse magnetic field and epigenetic frequency therapy doctor. He does an amazing array of treatments, and he's been very busy lately. He opened up a second clinic that will actually take insurance. His first clinic was primarily cash only, but he has a second clinic available in Carlsbad. So if you have something serious, you may want to just fly in and even get treatment there for even your cancer. So I strongly recommend you try that. We have, of course, the Sonic Life, and if you want to get a Sonic Life machine, we can refer you to Jim Cole, who can get that for you for both exercise and EGFD frequency. I have a professional machine which has two woofers. The regular one has one, but they're the same power. It has a larger platform. We have the Pure Water system. You save 10% if you go through the computer link or use the code NutriMed and Med. If you call in, and you can get the best water systems in the world. Nothing to compare to anything else out there. Berkey, gravity water systems, there's nothing to compare to our water systems. We have, of course, the Prime My Body nanotech technology. This is CBD oil with a special nanotech liposomal transfer system with a dose pump. It's a fantastic multi-level business as well as being an amazing supplement to stop stress. Reverse cancer, we've even had testimonials of people who have already taken our Prime My Body MLM Nanotech CBD oil, and they've actually had their cancer shrink just by taking this along with other cancer supplements that we give. Summit to Sea, mild hyperbaric chambers. If you want a chamber, you can look over the ones they have there. The three that I recommend, the larger ones, are the Dive, the Grand Dive, and the Vertical Grand Dive, and the Vertical Grand Dive Plus, those four chambers. I can arrange through the leasing company, and I can do all of that for you. Because most people don't want to purchase outright, they want to lease a purchase, which means a few hundred dollars a month and you have a hyperbaric chamber. We sell the ozone machines to go along with that. So I can arrange all the leasing for you on that. We have Legacy Emergency Food Storage, which is the best a range of different types of entrees, etc., the lowest concentration in the food, and you get prepper supplies, water supplies, electrical supplies, power, etc., and emergency medical equipment. The Ready Store is very top quality long-term food storage, but also has medical equipment and training videos. Another great company. Turtle Tough Shelters. This is up in Oregon, and I'll be getting Bob back on the program to talk about Turtle Tough. These are the best emergency shelters. You can get a shelter for a relatively low cost, 5 or 6 boxes you can put in the back of your truck or your RV. And you can actually erect a tent system that can take it 150 mile an hour winds, keep you out of the elements. And, of course, for emergency people coming to your place, I want to get one. So if people come to my home, which will be a kind of like a refuge place, because I have right now 20-kilowatt backup generators. I'll soon have a system out of Texas that has EMP-proof power backup batteries and a permanently on switch, so I'm not connected to the grid at all. And that will be set up in the next few months. We have the Metapathia Hunter scan sites, and I have those listed there. New York City, Branson, Missouri, and Carlsbad. If you want to become a test site, contact me directly. We can set up a time payment for the Metapathia. You do not interpret the tests or act like a health professional or refer for any other services at your site. All the consultation referral is through me, period. That's the rules. We have the ozone and detox. We have detox, in fact, plasma air filtration systems and ozonator machines here we can ship to you. We have the less EMF, electrosmog, electrotoxin protection. You can get ultraviolet light meters, radiation meters, protection for your computer from electromagnetic pollution, and walls you can even put up to block radiation from smart meters in adjacent buildings or apartment. We have the How to Win in Court MLM multi-level. You can actually be promoting these to other people for the Pro Se Litigant course with Dr. Fred Graves. We have the MG12 topical Heal My Body program with Cosmeceuticals, and I endorse them strongly. I recommend that you go through the link or tell them when you're calling in, so we get credit for any calls or any orders to MG12. And we have Dave Mitchell, who is a Refuge Village special aficionado. Dave is a broker here in California and an expert on Christian survivor villages, either in America or elsewhere. We're looking at two survivor village territories right now in Southern California, in San Diego County. He can also help collaborate with people in other parts of the country as well as outside the country to help set up a like-minded Christian conservative American patriot believers that want to have a survivor village for the collapse of civilization. Because believe me, at some point, despite the fact that of all the things we're doing to try to help and save a lot of people, society is heading toward a catastrophe. And we don't see all the things necessary to protect us from EMP, from cyber attacks, from plagues, etc. And the world is winding step by step, despite all the things that, say, Trump is trying to do to protect us and harden our power grid and so on. He's got a long way to go to get things fixed. And our power grid is extremely vulnerable. We don't have missile defense. And we're seeing increased aggressive activity of Russia and China and the proliferation of nuclear weapons to Iran, Venezuela, North Korea, and more. And believe me, the problems are getting catastrophically worse, not better. So you better be prepared for, you know, the Lord is coming back, but beforehand, very tough times are coming. If you want to survive and thrive, prep yourself today a little bit every day, even if you just start to dehydrate some meals, and get a liquid nitrogen dehydrator to kill all the viruses and bacteria. But get ready today for tomorrow.
Are you living your...
Welcome back, and it's great to have Gary Richard Arnold. And, of course, your website is news-expose.org, news-expose.org. And I want to cover a number of issues. One of them, in your one of your first emails, is a list of who they are, which is counterfeit Republicans and globalists. Okay. The next time is thought crime. Are you guilty of a thought crime? And of course, we need to talk about that. You show a picture of yourself. It looks like there's a bird behind you there. It looks like, I think it's a parrot. It looks like almost sitting on top of your head. I don't know if the bird's actually...
He's actually sitting there. That was taken some time ago.
Oh, yeah. Is that a bird still alive, or what's it like?
No, it was flying around a little room at a... I visited a friend of mine, and it landed on top of my head, so they caught that picture, so what the heck, you know, bird brain solved almost everything else.
No, maybe a bird brain, because you're so brave, you're willing to tell the truth or ask questions. The first, I'm going to ask you a series of questions, because I know some constitutional law, and I saw, the show with Levine on, and Levine, by the way, is a constitutional attorney. He has a Sunday night show, and he also is on CRTV. I strongly recommend you watch his show on Fox. He's brilliant. He tells it straight, and he has actual law on his side. And history. So the fact is, Mueller's out of touch with reality. He should have no idea about 70-plus subpoenas. He should be shut down immediately. And actually, he should be charged with crimes. And there's several crimes we can talk about that Mueller did. He covered up 9/11. He got rid of documents regarding the Muslim danger to America. And he was involved with Uranium One. Those were three of just the top crimes. Then this situation going on over the last year and a half is a crime, and it's actually trying to do not only damage Donald Trump, it's trying to damage the presidency and the separation of powers. So it's my advice that he shouldn't talk to Mueller, but he should tell Sessions to either fire Rosenstein and close down the Mueller investigations, or he should fire Sessions. Tell me what your analysis of the situation is, but there's no way I would advise Trump to ever talk even one question to Mueller.
Yeah, well, Mueller was also, I believe, involved with the powder and falsely convicted, somebody for years. He had to defend himself, and the government ended up paying millions of dollars to the scapegoat or the patsy.
Well, read the top of Drudge, they say here, and the top in red says, Judge questions Mueller's powers in Manafort case, accuses team of lying, targeting president, only interested in prosecution or impeachment. I mean, that's it. I mean, let's face it. Mueller is an attack dog. He's an animal. He's a beast. And he's a legal devil. And there's no doubt that this man needs to be restrained. In fact, he probably should be put in prison himself.
Yeah, the king has no clothes, and thank God we've got, somebody out there in officialdom that's near the Beltway that just calls it as we all the rest of us see it.
Right.
So obviously, questions that were published in the New York Times, thought crimes, were absolutely insane. I don't know how anybody that's a member of the Bar Association or pretends to be a lawyer or a judge can sit around in their house or, drive home listening to that type of news and not speak up. It's outrageous that the professions have masking tape and duct tape wrapped around their face. You see that with the real estate industry, with they're pushing Agenda 21. It's obvious Agenda 21, and the UN says private property needs to be abolished. And here you got the realtors enforcing it and endorsing and rubber stamping this, just as a bar association is sitting by watching personal attorneys being raided in the middle of the night, absolutely destroying the very basis of
the attorney client privilege. Yeah.
Clients they'll ever have.
And by the way,
spoke up. Why the hell hire this son of a bitch? You seek out somebody that understands that that's a problem, and write your letters to to the local newspaper saying where the hell is the Bar Association, much less the phony communist ACLU.
Right.
But the founder of ACLU, Roger Baldwin, he said communism is a goal. People can go back and look it up. And he said once they've established their power, they're dismissing all this
right.
About individual rights. So
now
these are people that have been tools of the multinationalists and one-worlders since the beginning of the last century. They're intertwined. They fed into the breeding organizations such as Americans for Democratic Action and the Democratic Party and, the progressives and, the whole kit and caboodle.
I have an article here that the NSA has collected 500 million phone calls in 2017 alone, a sharp rise, officials report. That's from Reuters. You have to understand the deep state involves all the intel agencies of every country on Earth. The project was called Project Omega. It was conceived by the Gesellschaft Society of Nazi Germany. It was a direct transplantation of the intel agencies of Nazi Germany to America. So our current NSA and CIA are basically have Nazi roots, don't they? And by the way, the Nazis weren't just a party that was against religious Jews and gypsies and et cetera. You have to understand it was a theosophical society that was basically dealing with channeling demonic entities and transdimensional entities and ancient knowledge like how to make the Vimana of the ancient Indians and Himalayans 10 to 12,000 years ago. If you go to part of Western India, you can actually go to an area over 12,000 square miles where a lot of the sand has been converted to obsidian green glass because of nuclear explosions, ancient nuclear war around 12 to 13,000 years ago. People don't know this, do they? But they'll sell you trinkets right today from near Bombay, India, that actually tells you, they'll tell you when they're selling it to you that this was made by a nuclear explosion. People need to know that. It's actually in the Upanishads, in the Vimana, the discussions of the ancient world, which had much more advanced technology than we think, of Atlantis, Mu, and of course he's part of the Indian Empire, is part of the land of Mu. People need to know this. They think we have it's the first time we had nuclear wars. No, it's not. They have to understand.
He was supported by the Illuminists not only in Germany, but in England and the United States. It was Brown Brothers Harriman with Prescott Bush that after World War II, they received, they confiscated their money because of their treasonous acts after World War II. And just as the Congressman Jerry Borden from California in 1943, a couple years before the war ended, wrote Beyond Victory, and he said, well, we're going to have the cartelization no matter who wins. And Hitler had no animus against the British. That's why he let them go at Dunkirk, and he had no landing craft or plans to invade England, which was in the meantime, working with the United States and Roosevelt to get into World War One. I mean, the whole lending deal during a hot war to one enemy really makes you, one of the participants of war. So they had to send that Lusitania and hold it back the guards, just like the, when Kennedy was driven into the plaza in Dallas, the Secret Service backed away from the car. People can see that right on their YouTube. But the same thing happened with the Lusitania, and the Germans had paid for ads in the Lusitania about the Lusitania that it was carrying.
Keep that thought. Keep that thought. An article popping up in Drudge. This is this Judge Ellis, U.S. District Judge T.S. Ellis in the Eastern District of Virginia. And he basically said that I don't see what relationship the indictment has with anything that the special counsel is authorized to investigate, U.S. District Ellis said. At the terse hearing at the federal courthouse in Alexandria, Virginia, the judge said Mueller should not have unfettered powers, in quotes, in his Russian probe. But the charges against Manafort did not arise from the investigation into Moscow's alleged meddling in the 2016 election. In quotes, it's unlikely you're going to persuade me the special counsel has unfettered power to do whatever he wants, said Ellis, who was appointed to be to the bench by Republican President Ronald Reagan. Manafort is facing charges in both Virginia and Washington. The Virginia case charges him with offenses including tax and bank fraud. The other case in Washington accuses him of conspiring to launder money and failing to register as a foreign agent. Now, this is happening all the time. Foreign agents actually are contractors to market or for other countries. It's happening every day. So this is nothing new. It's standard procedure. So to charge him with something that everybody else is doing is insane. And they're trying to see if they can squeeze these people hard enough to lie or to agree with Mueller so we can get indictments and an impeachment or an indictment to go to prison for President Trump. And the separation of powers agreement, which is in the Constitution, doesn't allow him to do this. Mueller needs to be shut down now. I'm sick and tired of hearing about Mueller. I want Mueller to wear an orange jumpsuit and go to prison himself. He's a criminal, isn't he?
Yeah, well, what they're doing is jujitsu. They're putting the pressure points on the people that have the ability to coordinate and fight back. So what they're doing is they're breaking them financially and keeping them busy just by a continual drag.
Well, look at Flynn's son. Flynn's son went bankrupt trying to pay for lawyers.
Yeah. No, that's exactly what they're doing, and that's people need to go to their bank accounts and support the patriots out there like you. They're getting the information out. And they also need to make efforts, even with their local newspaper or church or whoever it is, and carry some of these, go to your website and capture a few of these YouTubes and videos and move them on into your community. If you start doing that, it creates a roar. It's not depending on putting all the pressure on a handful of people. We've never had so much truth out there, and we've never had so much resistance or...
And disinformation. And bold. They don't even try to cover up their lies. Let me give an example. This maniac, Netanyahu, I call him Nuts and Yahoo for years, this son of a bitch comes out with 2003 documents that the Mossad smuggled a half a ton of documents out, claiming it's a current program, the Ahmad program. Now, if they really wanted to do a new agreement, and Trump could just demand it, I want on-the-ground testing instantly. I want Delta Force to protect our team, and I want them to stay there. That would put an end to this foolishness, because if he tears apart the May 12th agreement, which is now only 8 days away, I can tell you, because we gave our tanker bombers to refuel the Israeli jets because they can't get back from bombing the Bashar reactor, we're going to have a nuclear war, because we're going to hit that Bashar reactor, we're going to have a radiation cloud circle the planet 7 times, we're going to be sucking up radiation, and I guarantee Iran and Syria got the BioPreparat biological weapons program of the former Soviet Union, which is north of Moscow. All the scientists were transferred to Iran, Tehran, and Syria, which means we're going to have worldwide plagues. We're going to have Russia, who's going to be pushed. Even Putin can't restrain his own generals. They're going to start hitting our bases, our military bases, and our ships. And we don't have any defense against the Russian weapons. We don't. It's a lie that we do. And what's going to happen what's going to happen is we could, and John Celente said this, he's saying it's not going to be a trade war, it's a Trump war, and it's going to collapse the world currency markets. Trump basically has 8 days left, and he has to come up with an agreement which says, we're going to do inspections, and we're going to prove that Iran doesn't have any missiles. They launched the missiles, those crazy Iranians, last year, that actually fired it off and had Ivrit Hebrew on the side of it. Death to Israel. You don't fire a missile at Israel, threatening them when you say you have an agreement on Iran. Now, I don't think, like what Beatman says, they lied. Sure, they kept these documents, because when this agreement sunsets in 6.5 years, of course they want to build nukes. Because they're as a peacock nation. They're strutting around trying to prove, hey, we're the head of Islam. You know, all the other Islamic republics, Kazakhstan, Tajikistan, etc., all the other five republics, also the Soviet Union, 42% of the Russian army are Shiite Muslims that look to the mullahs in Iran as their spiritual lead, like the Pope in the Catholic Church. People need to understand what's going on here is very dangerous.
Yeah, and Iran, you know, really shouldn't be in the hands of the mullahs. You know,
do you know how that happened? Mossadegh, who was elected back in the 1960s,
under the Dallas
president. Right, they removed Mossadegh because he wanted a plastic surgery. He wanted what was the name of the British Iranian oil company, and the British wouldn't actually set up a plastics and petrochemical plant, so they actually threw Mossadegh in jail and got rid of him. Then they brought in the Shah of Iran's son, and the Shah was put in power. And then when you got finished with the Shah, they said, you know what, we're going to bring back the Ayatollah. Do you know I have contacts inside Iran with actual video clips that the CIA brought in the Ayatollah and even made copies of his audio tapes. So when he arrived in Tehran, he had over 2 million people greeting him at the airport. We installed the mullahs. We did it. We installed them and put them back decades into a super religious maniac state where back in the 1960s and early 70s before this disaster, women walked around with mini skirts on. People could get a drink. It was a tourist destination for Europeans. They screwed Iran royally, didn't they?
They did, and they did it following Albert Pike's plan. Exactly, with the Third World War.
Yeah, explain that, because a lot of people don't know about the Albert Pike's letter. Remember, he was one of the highest level Royal Arch Satanic Masons in history, and he wrote the special letter that was in the British Museum. Tell us about the Albert Pike letter.
Right. Albert Pike is huge, deep into the occult, and he was the one that produced the thick book called Morals and Dogma for the 33rd degree Masonry. In fact, there's he was a Confederate, and he was a partial founder of the KKK, and they've got a statue of him inside the circle of Washington, D.C., but with all the statues being torn down all across the United States, he's protected there right in the heart of the belly. But he wrote a futuristic plan of what would happen to the world, and he predicted the first, the second, and a third world war. And he was talking about the Zionists against the Muslims. And I remember when that was first brought out with a member of the Jewish committee, when Anthony Hilder was filming up in Northern California. He says, what? You know, how would he know blah, 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 all this historical stuff, 50 years ago? And he was calling, out the history of this, Second World War and the other things that we already lived through. But at that time, it was a plan that people didn't particularly believe. Also, I think people should be familiar with, no matter where they think it came from, are the Protocols of Zion, because it shows how evil people can be and how they manipulate and use people's minds.
Well, people have to understand, and I'm going to say this because I'm a Hebrew, so I can't be said that I'm anti-Semitic. Modern Judaism is Luciferic Satanism. Now, 27 years ago, I wanted to have a Hebrew scholar that had graduated from an 8-year yeshiva in New York to teach me Hebrew, Ivrit Hebrew, etc. And because of McCohen, he said, I'm going to tell you straight up. He said, we're closer to Harry Potter than your idea of Christians are crazy, he said. He said, because we're wizards and warlocks. And if you actually read the Sepharad Zaira and the Talmud of Babylon, it reads like the writings of Saruman the Great of the Trilogy of the Rings. This is completely Luciferic Satanism. and they have a plan to rule the world. In fact, a lot of so-collaborating Christians think they're going to be raptured, and the ones left on earth are these so-called Talmudic Jews that are actually going to run the earth under Lucifer. You're not going to believe it, but that's the facts. And that's the national plan of the state of Israel. I call it's a real hell. What do you think of that?
Yep. One of the secret societies instrumental in building the UN was Parashim.
Right. You have to understand that. If you don't know it, I'm telling you, as a Cohen and as a Hebrew, you need to know the truth of our apostate Druid, a council of 13 that runs the earth for Satan and all the other evils. Welcome back. I want you to go over Mark Levine. Now, there's a little history to Mark Levine. Levine, I found out the other night, was a constitutional attorney. He's trying to protect the office of the president. He's a very smart guy, but he's also devious. It's always, whenever you hear Israel first, and you have to understand, Israel is actually, the actual nation of Israel is only 2% actual genetic Israelis. They're primarily Khazarians, and if you actually look at the genetic people that are genetic Israelis, 87% of the Palestinians are genetic of Hebrew, Israeli, Jewish blood. There are other brothers and sisters that would not submit to Islam in the 6th century plus. They were put to the scimitar and killed. Except my ancestors, who were the Maronite Christians, who were Cohens, and we slaughtered the hell out of the Muslims. In fact, my ancestor in the 11th century was a general who fought against the Muslims, and by his own sword killed 262 of the Muslims. My relatives, the main thing they said, he didn't kill enough. Now, you got to understand what's going on here. Mark Levin has some history. I want you to go through this because people need to know that chock-a-block full over at Fox, which is the best of the networks, the rest of them are not worth watching. In fact, they'll damage your brain and your soul. But Mark Levin has some history that's very concerning. He has a show on Sunday night. He's also on CRTV. I want you to tell us the history of Mark Levin, of Life, Liberty, and Levin is what he has in his show. And he has very intelligent guests.
When I first ran across him was when Reagan first was elected president.
Right.
Levin was the chief of staff for Attorney General Edward Meese. Now, Edward Meese was the in charge of the transition committee from Carter to Reagan. And Reagan had campaigned both in New Hampshire and in Florida against the Trilats and the Council on Foreign Relations. And it was Meese that brought in 150 of those people just during the transition of Reagan becoming president of the United States. And, of course, Reagan had already had a handler called Cord Meyer from one of the secret societies, and he appointed George Bush, a member of Skull and Bones, as his vice president. So, and also he appointed Winston Lord, Skull and Bones, as his ambassador to China. He appointed a Skull and Bones man to head the Department of Commerce. I can't, his name doesn't come to mind right away. But anyway, Mark Levin was the chief of staff for Ed Meese. He was, in part responsible for the drugs and weapons and the Iran-Contra affair.
Oh, really?
Which, that included the drugs being moved, from Central America to the United States. It also included Richard Armitage, who was the chief buyer from the Golden Triangle, who was the assistant to Caspar Weinberger, who Ronald Reagan appointed. And Caspar Weinberger was known in the people's world, and he came from the same district up there, Nancy Pelosi, up in San Francisco. And Caspar Weinberger was known as, they promoted him as the young man that knows which way the wind is blowing. So Caspar Weinberger has always been the hardest of the left of the Rockefeller Republicans. Mark Levin also runs the Landmark Legal Foundation, and he gets funds from Charles Koch, Castle Rock, Carthage Foundation, Bradley Foundation, and Mellon Scaife Foundation. It's Sarah Mellon Scaife. And the Mellons are certainly they're stockholders of the Federal Reserve, along with DuPont and a few other wealthy people. But the same people that support the Heritage Foundation and the Cato Institute, mm-hmm. all those people that will never mention the CFR, Trilateral, Bilderberger, are the same people supporting Mark Levin. Mark Levin also promotes the CONCON, wanting a convention of the states. And most analysts see that that's very dangerous, because where can you get a majority of libertarian or conservative-minded people to alter the Constitution? Because there'd be no holds barred. It's the foundations and the political establishment that exist already, the ones that bus people in for every demonstration across the United States, that would attend this so-called CONCON. So it's, in my opinion, and in a lot of people's opinion, is very dangerous. And he
right.
people that oppose the CONCON, you know, the crazies.
Well, a constitutional convention, when you already have a constitution, is dangerous because it means rewriting what America is.
Well, you can do it through nullification and other constitutional measures. But anyway, those are a few of the things that.
So now, needless to say, like as always proven, and this is a rule I can say, I call it Deagle's hierarchical rule. You'd never get ahead in government or media unless you're a high level Mason or a suck up. Two high-level Masons, like Hannity. Hannity will not say the truth, even if it's 1 millimeter from his frontal lobes, for example. You'll get close, but he won't say it.
The bread is buttered on. These foundations are the ones that...
And all the other news media, they're so in a rush to actually rush a story. Like, what was the story they did recently? They want to rush something about wiretapping of Cohen. And so they rushed the story out, even though they didn't have facts. There were multiple so-called reporters, rabid reporters, I call them, that rushed the story for it when they had no proof. So there's so much in a panic to destroy not only Trump as a president, but the office of the presidency. And the people that want to rewrite what America is and get rid of, say, our Second Amendment rights for guns and our First Amendment right to free speech at the universities, we should defund universities that don't allow free speech. Why are we allowing these professors to get away with this crap for 30 years? Why? It's crazy.
And what they're doing is billboarding. They don't, they know most people don't read newspapers. They read the headlines. And if you can twist, you can have the opposite in the column than you have in a headline or the first paragraph. And they know that. So they're working on people's behavior rather than their thinking, because they don't have enough time to sit down and follow one issue through to make an accurate decision. They're going with the flow, the majority of the bulk of the evidence, so to speak, rather than whether it's constitutional or not. It's like a civil crime versus criminal.
Right.
So a civil crime, you just have to get enough liars in there and you win, because you've got the bulk of the evidence. But if it's a criminal case, you have, fortunately, more protection. So you have to have hard proof, or at least in the old days you did. But apparently not with Mueller and the new gang that's running the Justice Department.
Oh, they don't even try to actually doll it up to make it look like it's even logical, legal, or otherwise has common sense, decency, or even adheres to the Constitution. They don't give a crap. If they can barrel roll her over, and that's why this Judge Ellis has finally said what he said. It's amazing to me that the judge actually set him straight, but doesn't stop him. The only thing that's going to stop him is that Sessions gets replaced as the Attorney General. They fire Rosenstein, and they narrow the spectrum of his thing. He shouldn't even raise these questions. There's no evidence of collusion. There's no evidence of obstruction of justice. Stop it. This needs to not go on one more millimeter further, one more second in time. It needs to stop today, doesn't it?
Sessions is an embarrassment. He needs to go.
Yeah. Well, he's not just an embarrassment. When you see somebody with an upside-down smile, I call a buss. When you see him every time he's about to do something, and even the Congress and Senator ask him, beg him to do an independent counsel, he brings in the IG report or other things, and people are even out of state doing analysis. It's like, are you kidding me? So, he's going to release it any day now, and apparently they're now saying on the news, Fox News, they were delaying the report from the IG, because he wants to hear what Comey says? Are you kidding me? You don't need to hear the blather from Comey to release the report. And right after the IG, they should have an independent counsel immediately and charge, among others, Rosenstein, who did the first FISA warrant, and Mueller, who was involved with criminal activity, including Uranium One, should be investigated, and the cover-up of Muslims and 9/11. I mean, this guy Mueller has lots of his ass showing, doesn't he? He is a criminal.
The Inspector General, that for each and every of the last 3 months, was supposed to come out with his report. It still isn't out.
Now the latest is they're saying it's delayed because...
Or Trump is going to get killed, assassinated. I think Trump right now should use the data and the text of that judge that spoke out yesterday and use that for firing Sessions.
Right. Sessions needs to go now before the middle of May. Rosenstein needs to be indicted. Mueller needs to wear an orange jumpsuit and put duct tape over his freaking mouth. Never give him airtime or yard time.
Get your pencil and paper. I'll give you the...
He should get used to the idea of a... Yep, get your pencil and paper. When we come back, start of hour number 3, we're going to give all kinds of information for you and how to contact. So hang in there.
Searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutraMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutritious meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutraMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com. NutraMedical.com for the whole family.